Welcome back to the Puma Podcast. I'm Puma.
And I'm Tori.
We're glad you joined us again today.
Yes, we are.
On the Puma Podcast, we like to talk about Jesus, life, and everything in between.
Yes.
And last time we started a series on worldviews, living in reality, living in the real world is sort of how we're kind of framing this series or titling it.
We've all got worldview glasses.
Yeah, we all have a view of life. Doesn't mean that our view of life is true or real.
Right.
But we want to kind of get a more clear prescription for our worldview lenses to see reality in life more and more clearly or more truthfully or more accurately.
Right. I love what you said too last podcast on just, you know, our worldview are the lens we see life through. We don't necessarily see our glasses, but we see through them. And I think that's a really good key idea for our worldviews. We all have them, but we don't always know what we believe or why. And if we do, maybe we have the wrong glasses on.
Right. Years ago, I don't know why, but you know, as a youth pastor, things just kind of show up in your office. I got a box. It came from a nursing home and probably had like 50 sets of glasses, prescription glasses that were like left over at this nursing home. And so you can imagine the kind of prescriptions that 80-year-olds would have, you know, and their lenses. And I mean, all over the place. And so we, you know, we're trying them on and it was amazing. I mean, how each lens distorted what we saw. And we actually tried to play a game of Foursquare with everyone wearing the different lenses. And it was really difficult because we really couldn't see well. Yeah. You know, some people seemed like they were 100 feet away. Some people were like a foot from my face, depending on the on the lens that I had on. You see, the more accurate the lens, the more clearly we're going to see things as they really are.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to do. We want to live in the real world because I believe that this is a world that God created and that he created on purpose for us to live and to experience for him and with him. And so we live in a world that's full of all kinds of distortions. And we had mentioned last time the concept that ideas have consequences and the ideas and beliefs are sort of the below the water line. The actions are what people see.
Right.
We see people's actions and attitudes. That's the result of one's worldview. And actions and attitudes have consequences. And the greatest consequences are eternal.
Or spiritual,
Both positive and negative. So that's why this whole concept of, you know, what is my worldview and is my view of life accurate and clear? And how can I view life more accurately or live in reality more clearly? And so today we'll jump into this again and have a few questions that I think kind of internal heart questions that everybody lives out answers with their life, even if they're not really thinking about them. So
Well, and I'm excited because these questions, I think if you don't know your worldview, if you can answer these questions, you can find it.
And this will help you start to see where your view of life might be. And again, diagnosing, it's hard to move toward a healthy, you know, view of life if you don't know where you're starting from. So
exactly. Yeah. So let's dive into these questions. All right, Puma, these questions, I know all of our listeners are just dying to know. What are these three clarifying questions that can help us kind of sort through what we believe and why?
Here you and I are.
Yeah.
We're sitting here and we are doing a podcast.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think this is real.
Yeah, I feel like
I think it's valuable. I think it's meaningful. I enjoy it. I enjoy hanging out with you.
Yeah.
See, everybody listening, we do stuff every day. We get up, we go to work, we, you know, interact with friends and family. Everyone does something every day because we have this expectation that somehow today has some inherent meaning to it or some value to it,
or a goal at the end of the...
or that life is moving towards something.
Right.
See, the first question that everybody lives out is this: who am I and where did I come from? Because if I have an understanding of who I am and where I came from, that gives a certain meaning or value to life. And everybody lives as if life has some sort of inherent meaning to it. If you don't, and if your life is hopeless, people often, you know, kill themselves, right? Yeah. We can't live life without meaning. And so what gives life meaning? Well, I live every day living the answer to that question. So the first question is, you know, who am I and where did I come from?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question because, you know, who am I? I mean, in our culture, that is just, I mean, that statement alone is just confusing. We are told who we are. We are told that who we are changes on how we feel. But then where did I come from should give some definition of who I am, you know? And that's something too that is bombarded. I think if we know where we started from, there's a little bit of identity knowing how we became to be, right? And yeah, that's a really interesting question. And
so, I mean, so I think about my worldview. Am I a man or am I a woman? Who I believe myself to be influences how I live my life.
Yeah.
And how I see the world. Do I see the world through the lens of a man? Do I see the world through a lens of a woman? You know, you get race and you get everything that throws into. So we see this all over our world. Everyone lives out their answer to that question, who they believe themselves to be, slash where do they come from? Because who I am stems from where I came from. Right?
Yeah.
So if I believe that I came from just kind of an evolutionary mixture of goo, that impacts my understanding of who I am and why my life does or doesn't have meaning, which then impacts my belief system, which impacts my choices, right? If my life has no inherent meaning other than chance, then that's going to impact how I live today. So I'm going to try to enjoy as much as I can today because meaning then must be in how I find fulfillment in my pleasures.
Yes.
And then there's a consequence to that, right?
Yeah. So when people lack purpose, I think they do seek pleasure. When people realize there's nothing beyond me, then life is all about me. And that's a great, you know, even the evolutionary standpoint. If we mutated here and evolved here, then maybe like, if that's all, if I'm just random chance, if there is no inherent creation with a purpose and a place, then who's to say, well, maybe my identity is evolving. Maybe my gender is evolving. I mean, that is such an open-ended question. And I love how this first question, one, maybe is the most critical because we live through our worldview, but also the creation side, how we came to be affects how we see ourselves. And though they're different questions, they go together really, really well. And it's, you have to answer those.
Yeah. And even, you know, and not just like ultimately how I was created, but even where did I come from, you know, like my family, right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, my country or whatever. I mean, how I answer that question dictates how I live, how I live life. So that's the first of the three questions. You see, everyone lives out that question, even though we haven't necessarily consciously thought about it, you know? And so even as we kind of go through this, we could do kind of AQ questions as we go through this, you know, because one question for, you know, for those of us listening is where do you believe you came from? I mean, why, how did you get here? I mean, you know, the big picture, you know, where did you come from and who do you believe yourself to be? You know, your identity. When you just, as you think about yourself right now, what do you see as your purpose or gives your life meaning? You know, it takes a little bit of introspection to step back and think about that because we just typically react in life. We don't really like think through purposefully what we do.
Well, we distract ourselves with emotional feelings, with entertainment. Sometimes I think because this is a hard question to get really introspective, to really get contemplative of like, okay, how did I come to be? Who am I? Can be scary. So even talking to people who got adopted, right? Even that their birth origin, there's a lot of questions that they might have compared to people who do know who their parents are, you know? And so I think it might be harder, maybe a little bit scary, but it's important because if we don't know who we are, the premise of our purpose, then we'll wander and live life aimlessly seeking probably pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the first question. Who am I and where did I come from? Right. Am I created by a God? Am I evolved? Am I just part of the cosmic universe? And I just need to get in tune with things, right?
Right.
And everything in between, everything in between. All right. So the second question, if I were to say, hey, is this world perfect? What would you say?
Absolutely not.
If I were to go out to any school, if I were to just post online, hey, I think our world is perfect.
Oh,
how do you, what would the reaction be?
Well, my reaction.
what would the what responses be?
Oh, people think you're crazy. They call you out. They're like, you're the problem of the world. I mean, they probably, yeah, they would absolutely not believe you.
Right. So why is that? It's because we all know that our world is not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We all know there's something wrong in our world, whether that's a war going on in the world, or you know, racism, or you know, people that are hungry, or poverty, or who knows what. I mean, just kind of list out.
Yeah.
Our world has so many problems and issues.
Yeah.
Even just in my own personal life, is my body perfect? No, I need to shed some pounds, right? Or my skin is a little crinkly, so how can I change it to get smoother skin, right? My knees hurt after I play basketball. What can I do to fix that problem, right? I live life knowing that life isn't perfect. See, the first question is, who am I and where did I come from? The second question that everybody lives out is, what is wrong with this world? Everybody lives with this concept that there is something wrong in the world, something wrong in my life. Everybody lives that way, right? Yeah.
Right. Well, we all experience pain and hurt, and not even just our own life. We see it. We see it every day we go to work. We see it at school. Yeah, that's a good question, because our worldview has to answer that somehow.
Right. Because that leads to the third question is, how do we fix what's wrong? Right. And those are the three kind of questions. Who am I? Where'd I come from? What's wrong with our world, or how did our where did our world go wrong, or what went wrong in life, and how do I fix it? How do we fix it? Yeah. Does man fix it? Who fixes
what's
it?
What's the solution?
What's the solution? Yeah. Everyone's living life, consciously or unconsciously, living life, answering those three questions.
Yeah,
I make choices, I make decisions, I have value judgments, I prioritize my life based upon my answer to those three questions. And you answer those three questions according to your worldview.
Yeah.
According to your understanding of what is real and how then you can live in that reality. So where did I come from? What's wrong with our world? How do I fix it?
Yeah.
You know, if I were to ask everyone listening, you know, just to jot down those three questions and just for you answer it, for you to answer on a personal level, you know, who am I and where did I come from? What gives my life meaning? Second question, what do I believe to be fundamentally wrong in our world? Where what is the root, right? I mean, we can list, you know, hundreds of things that are wrong, but those are all
symptoms,
right? What's the root cause of what's wrong? Yeah. Because then the third question, my solution to fixing, getting rid of all the symptoms, I need to go to the root. What ultimately needs to be fixed in order to correct the problem? Yeah. So a good application, you know, today is just to, for you to, what do you believe about yourself, who you are? What do you believe is the root cause of the problems in our world? And what do you believe is the primary solution, or where the main fix should be for that? Because those three answers shape how you live your life, your view of life, your worldview.
Yeah.
And so the answers, or the, you know, the ideas to those three questions, the answers you know, impact your belief system, which impacts your attitudes and actions and gives your life consequences, physical consequences, spiritual consequences, relational consequences, economic consequences, ethical consequences, et cetera.
Yeah, it affects every area of life. And it's interesting too, because I think for me, that's kind of helpful. If I want to know someone's worldview and they don't know, these questions can help identify the core worldview that they might have. And if it can't answer it, maybe it's worth exploring, right? This is actually very helpful just to, you know, just to see where they're at and even to share, you know, your perspective. I think it's amazing how often I don't think about these questions, yet they affect every part of my life.
But you're living your answers to them every day.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
And so these are really important questions.
And not just you, but everyone we live with. So like you talk about having compassion with people, everyone struggles with identity. Right? Everyone is struggling with problems in life. I mean, we all do, you know, and everyone is trying to live in a way to make today better than yesterday,
mm-hmm.
right? Everybody trying to find some solution. It doesn't matter if mm-hmm. you are a Christian, an atheist, a Buddhist, you know, young, mm-hmm. old, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Everybody lives out their internal answers to these questions, mm-hmm. whether they think about them or not. And so what we're trying to do with this podcast and the series is not just let these things be in the background, but let's mm-hmm. consciously think about them, mm-hmm. because the more accurate of a worldview we have, the more healthy, the more really just the better that we'll be able to live life and the consequences. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it always leads to the consequences.
Yeah.
I want to have glasses that have the right prescription so I can see things as they really mm-hmm. are, so I can mm-hmm. live in a right, healthy, valuable, purposeful, mm-hmm. real way.
Yeah. No, these are great application questions. So yeah, guys, if you also say them again here, I would encourage you to write them down, you know, to like Puma said, to kind of reflect and maybe see what your answers are for these questions. But yeah, number one, who am I and where did I come from? Number two, you know, what is wrong with the world? Where do the issues stem from? You know, evil, how did I get here? And the third question, how do you find the solution for that pain, that evil, that wrong?
Okay. Now, can I throw one more little wrench in there?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so we have those three questions. So is there a root or an underlying something that all three of those questions are tethered to or connected to that spawn from?
From my worldview, I would say yes. I would say that a tethering theme that hits all of those, and it could be maybe multiple, but for me, I would say God. I would say not only did God make me in his image, not only did he create the world, but what's up with sin? Mankind, we did that. And what's the solution? It goes back to God. It's Jesus. He's the one that can free us from this evil. So yeah, I would say the God of the Bible, obviously Jesus Christ.
Okay, yeah. And I would say that you're onto something. Even if someone is an atheist, I think their theological perspective or their theology mm-hmm. is what drives their answers to all three of these questions.
Mm.
So if someone is an atheist, for instance, who are they and where do they come from is driven by their view of non-God, right?
Right, yeah, Big Bang.
Yeah,
or
so,
whatever.
You know, meaning purpose. So what's wrong with the world, right? If where they come from, if there's no God, then what's wrong with the world is tied to just, you know, their random chance or whatever. There's no kind of amoral.
Mm-hmm.
So then the third question, how do you fix that, is still tied to their view of God. Mm-hmm. Because if there is no God, then I or mankind has to fix the problems and we have to be our own solutions. In other words, everyone's answer to those three questions directly goes back to their understanding of who or what is God.
Yeah, you're right.
Doesn't matter if you're a Buddhist or if you're an atheist or a theist or, mm-hmm. you know, whoever you are.
Yeah.
You know, one's theology is the sort of the underpin or the foundation of those three questions. And what's so fascinating to me is many, you know, if you ask anybody, you know, tell me what you think about God. Everyone has an opinion, even if their opinion is there is no God.
Yeah.
Everyone has a theology.
That's interesting, yeah.
Everyone has a theology. And their view of God dictates their answers to those three questions.
Hmm.
And how many people have never really thought about their understanding of God and how that impacts their worldview or how they view the world?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not just talking about people in the church or Christians. I'm just talking about people in general.
Mm-hmm.
It always goes back to a theological foundation.
Hmm.
You know, we had talked about this in previous podcasts, you know, last year when we were talking about living wisely in a foolish world. But one of the key verses that we were talking about was Proverbs 9:10, which says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
Right.
In other words, from a biblical perspective, and what Solomon is saying there in Proverbs is that the foundation for viewing life begins with God. Mm. You cannot have a proper understanding of our world. You can't have a proper understanding of life, of people, of ethics, or anything without a foundation of God. Mm. He was saying that the God foundation is what underlies one's perspective of life. Mm. So if we want to, you know, live in the real world, then we need to not just ask these three questions, but also go back to who or what is God to us?
Mm.
Yeah. Who do I understand God to be?
Mm-hmm.
Because if there is a God and he created me on purpose, that gives my life value and created me specifically my identity, that gives my life some sort of meaning, but this world mm. has problems in it, is God good,
mm.
but not, you know, not powerful enough to correct, you know, mm. the problems? Mm-hmm. Or is God powerful but evil? He doesn't want to correct the problems. Or right. is the problem outside of me? Is the problem inside of me? Mm. You see, mm. all those things go back to God.
Yeah, and then, view of God.
And like you said, from a, say, a biblical Christian perspective, that the solution is Jesus. And so, you know, I would say from a biblical worldview perspective that our theology is the foundation of our worldview, mm. and Jesus is the foundation for that. You know, mm. who we understand Jesus to be is a foundation for a biblical worldview. And so to get to know Jesus begins, I would say, biblically, begins to clarify the right answers to those three questions.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's good. Yeah, good. Thank you, Puma. That's a lot to think about. And even as a Christian, I think it's still good to go through and just know what I believe and why do I believe it.
Yeah.
And those are very helpful to clarify some of the potential gaps or maybe lack of clarity in my own spiritual walk. So thank you. That's really good. And guys, thank you so much again, as always, for coming along with us. And yeah, I encourage you guys to ask these questions. Maybe talk about it with your friends, spouse, and just kind of, maybe even unbelievers, just to see what your neighbor's worldviews are and kind of better clarify. And honestly, just listen to someone. I think that goes a long way when they feel understood, because they maybe haven't thought about this either. But yeah, guys, if you have any questions, as always, you can feel free to reach out to us at thepumapodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you guys. And yeah, I just really appreciate you all and loving this journey of worldviews. Excited to see.
Glad to be back.
Yeah. Yeah. 2024 is going up right from January. Yep. All right, guys. Hey, we'll see you next week, Fridays at 10:10.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.